That was not the hello I was expecting. Hey, I was careful. Yes, I swapped cars. No one saw. No paparazzi, no, I promise. I know. I should be a little offended by how worried you are about this coming out. Would it be so bad if people knew we're dating? Oh my god. I know, your manager. One, he sucks. Yes. He is the worst. I did meet him once and I didn't like him. I don't know, I just don't think he has your best interests at heart. Yeah, he has your best financial interests at heart, but that's literally it. Well, that's why I got rid of my agent. Okay, no, I get it. I'm not trying to piss off. You don't need the label. Like, you genuinely don't. Because you're a massive pop star. Are you kidding me? And if you come out and say that you're dating someone, it's not going to kill album sales. I'm sorry, I don't think it will. Yeah, so he says. You're going to go platinum. Because when have you haven't gone platinum, literally, in the last, what, 3 releases? Well, I know you're worried, but you have no reason to be worried. I've listened to it. It's great. I love it. I love the whole album, start to finish. I'm not just saying that. I mean it. What? Oh. I was hoping we wouldn't have to talk about that. Yeah. No, I know. Well, let me start by saying I'm not dating my co-star. I know we don't have labels, but that's... I'm not dating her. I mean it. I'm really not. You're not going to believe me, because it's the truth, though. It is the studio, yeah. They're doing it for advertising. They're trying to market us as like a, well, they won't, they couple, like... It's because we have like a thing in the movie, and so they were like playing it up off screen. I'm not playing it up. They are. It was like 2 press releases. There's no like... I know, but I mean it. I'm really not dating her. Look at me, hey. I know we don't have labels, but I don't want to date anyone else besides you. No, we haven't kissed. We kissed in the movie, but we haven't kissed outside of that. I mean that. I'm debating whether I should violate my NDA. I'm going to anyway. Okay, she's a boyfriend. Yes, for like 7 years. They're basically engaged. They just haven't because a lot of things. No, it's someone famous. It's from her hometown. She talks about him all the time, like nonstop. But she makes everyone sign NDAs just to make sure they don't talk about him because she wants to keep him away from, you know, stalkers and the limelight. Like, I get it. Well, which is why I'm telling you, because I don't think you're going to do anything with it. I'm being serious. Yeah. If you want, I can FaceTime her right now. She'll tell you. I mean, she'll be pissed. And I violated a very expensive NDA. But she'd probably tell you the truth. I mean, I really like you. I know you hear that all the time. I know. I get it. Which is why you want this, like, no labels, no strings attached. But I don't want that. I don't want an LA relationship. I don't want something that... Yeah, people say if you date for a year in LA, you're basically married. Or you've been together forever. I don't want that. I want, like, a real, honest-to-God relationship. I wanted to hit you properly, like, yeah, and not in some kind of PR press junket, you know, stage photographs at a dinner here kind of way, like, in, like, a real quiet nights at home, you know, morning trips to a cafe with no paparazzi, you know, wearing our baseball caps and trying to stay as incognito as possible. That's what I want. That's what I really want. I have a premiere coming up. I mean, I know you know. I am going to ask again because I want you to come. As my date. Like on the red carpet, side by side. I know. I know it's a big ask. Because I want it to be official. Like official. I promise you, I'm not going to embarrass you. I know. Trust me, I know. I'm lucky that you're willing to, you know, take the time to even, yeah, spend time with me. Considering everything, yeah. I get being wary, especially after your ex. Yeah, no. Saying he sucks is like an understatement. I'm sorry he did that. Like, I can't imagine ever doing that to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I know it's public. I know how that can be. I know how big of a stage it is. If I'm serious, I'm not going to. There's no part of me that wants to hurt you or embarrass you, or I just want a chance to show you that I'm genuine. That I'm here for the right reasons. It's not about the money. I don't care. It's about you. Like the you that no one else gets to see. It's true. Everyone else has to see this manufactured version of you. This produced image. And there's parts of you that is you when you are that way. There's so much you that shows through, but it's not all of you. It's bits and pieces. It's not the whole picture. The version of you sitting in front of me right now, that's you. This is you. Right here. And I really like this you. I like to get to know this you. I like spending time with this you. I want to get closer to this you. If you let me. If I'm allowed to. No, we don't have to be public. If it's going to piss off the label, if it make your life hard, I don't want to do that to you. No, of course not. But I want to be exclusive, at least. It's not a label. It's not boyfriend, girlfriend, but it just means that we're not going to see anyone else. It's just you and just me. I'd be more than happy to do that. But that's how it happened since I started seeing you. I mean it. I haven't gone on a date with anyone else. I haven't seen anyone else. I haven't even thought of anyone else. I'm serious. Yeah, sure. You can go through my Instagram. You can go through everything if you want to. Yeah, if you don't believe me, sure. Go through everything. Go through my phone right now. Take it. I don't care. I'm nothing to hide. I just broke a $10 million NDA for you. A secret that could get me sued to oblivion. I know that's chump change for you, but for some working actors, it's a lot of money. I do like you. Oh, I'm glad you like me. I feel like it's hard for you to say that you like me. I know it's not easy. I get it. You're guarded. It's okay to be guarded. We can take it at your pace. We can take it at whatever pace you want to. I just want us to be exclusive. I just want this relationship just to be you and me. No one else. That includes managers and agents and producers and co-stars. Yeah, musical features. Yeah, get them all out of here. I don't want to end this relationship with us. I think it's possible. I think it could be done. Because when I'm with you, I just feel normal. I feel, I don't know, the most like me. I don't feel like I have to perform or be a version of me or a character or what everyone expects me to be. Like, when I get to be around you, I'm just me. And it's nice. Because I've forgotten how that feels like. I know you know what that means. I know you know. Something we have in common. And we have a lot in common. Yeah. No, it doesn't have to define the night. Well, I wasn't planning on leaving. No. I'm spending as long as you'll have me. Well, because they're shipping me out pretty soon. I don't even know. It's yeah, press junket. We got to promote stuff. Yeah, I got to... I don't know. What is it? Wired? I don't even know anymore. Yeah, with the... No, I saw yours. Yours was really good. Well, I was meaning to ask, were you honest in all of those? Well, because not everyone's honest all the time with those. So which one? Oh, because I think I know. I'm going to find out. Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll see. Yeah, we will. Get over here. We're exclusive, right? Just you and me. Promise. I promise to. Give me your pinky. Because you can't break this. You better hold me to it. I'll hold you to yours. I want to defy the odds. Let's be the only good relationship in LA. I like that too.